introduction, introductory panel. And I've called it a panel, but really what it was meant to be was I wanted to spend 5 minutes to welcome everyone here and mention that this event is generously supported by our sponsors. You can see them on both sides of the banner, especially the premier and platinum sponsors, Microsoft, Denar Durham, and Wanchang Blockchain Labs. We also have gold sponsors Santander Consensus, EtherCamp.com, and Scenario. In addition, you may notice on the website we have a number of community sponsors, and those were specifically created for smaller companies, startups, and companies who support this ecosystem in order to be involved if they're not able to afford a corporate level type sponsorship. And very, very happy to be able to be inclusive in this way. If you look at your program, you'll notice that there are two developers and researchers missing, but they will be speaking last. We have Martin Beasy sitting in the first seat here, and he will be speaking on Okay, Dr. Christian Wright-Biesma, our C++ lead developer. And Alex Vandesand, a.k.a. Absa. He is our lead disk developer. So give them a warm welcome. I think I am just going to go ahead and let them start speaking. And as they get into their talks, we will also be joined by Peter Slaggy, who's representing the Go team, and then Vitalik will finish up this panel. So thank you very much and welcome.
Hello, I'm Martin Beasy. I'm working on VM research. The VM is really central to Ethereum. It is what really distinguishes the Ethereum blockchain from other blockchains, and is a focus of a lot of research and development. There's going to be three talks today about that. First of all, I'll talk 1 second about what I'm doing. I'm working on researching EVM2, replacement for EVM1. I'm looking into using eBosm, and we're going to talk, we're going to have a chat today about the virtual machine called Evolving the EVM. It's today at 10:15. And then, also not listed up here, Ray Colvin is going to talk about making the VM screen. It's going to be a really interesting talk on optimizing the C++ interpreter. That will be at 10:30. 10:40. And then lastly, I will be speaking along with my coworker Alex on Ethereum Loves WebAssembly today at 2:20. So please show up and thank you for listening.
So that is our main release for this year, Jeff's little baby. So on the technical side, we tried to address a few interesting things that the ecosystem dearly needed, and I hope you will really be happy for them. One of them was we are actually releasing the Lite client, and Joel will talk to you about that tomorrow. So that's something we're really proud of. Swarm was just merged to develop. That's also, I think Victor will mention quite a few things about it. So that's also something we're really proud of. and we are looking forward to it for over a year now. And let's see what else. Yes, something that I will talk to you about tomorrow was we kind of prepared Go Ethereum to use as a library in other processes as well as in mobile platforms, so that will be awesome. And a few things that Nick was working on, the domain, Ethereum domain name system. He'll also present that tomorrow. And a couple other things that you will be really happy about. One of them was that we finally written push notifications, so you don't need to poll the nodes for anything else. I mean, you don't need to constantly poll the nodes. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We are still running a few trial things, a new discovery protocol, and a new Whisper implantation. And that's it. Sorry for the for being a bit out of breath now. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. My name is Christian. I represent the C++ team. And concerning the C++ client implementation, we mostly focused on improving the build system and disentangling the repository. We split out Solidity, so it's now running completely standalone. Dimitri will tell a bit more about testing clients tomorrow. As Martin already said, Greg spent a lot of time improving the interpreter, and he will tell about that today. And Pavel is working on the just-in-time compiler, and we're planning to make that modular. So basically, we're planning to make the whole virtual machine modular, so that different virtual machine implementations can be combined with different clients. And we managed to do that already with PyEthereum and the just-in-time compiler. In order to get Solidity standalone, we created CPP Ethereum with a special testing mode that has instant mining, so that's really nice to use for unit tests of smart contracts. And we're working on relicensing the C++ client from GPL to Apache. Then we're also working on an IDE for smart contracts, which we call Remix. That's a reboot of the old Mix project that we had to abandon because it was really cumbersome to compile and distribute. And the idea there is that we want to create reusable JavaScript libraries that can be deployed and used with various IDEs we already know. The overall goal for Remix is to create a serverless IDE that can be used offline in the browser and perhaps at some point deploy elsewhere. Jan will tell more about that tomorrow. Concerning Solidity, there will be a detailed talk about what we did in the last year tomorrow. And also, I talk about what we plan to do concerning formal verification of smart contracts tomorrow. Yeah, thanks.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm leading the NIST team. So last year at DevCon 1, we released Ethereum Wallet. And in my opinion, it's one of the best and easiest ways to interact with smart contracts today, and I think it was a great release because it really helped smart contract developers get users and tell users how to use their contract. And we had over 20 beta releases since DevCon 1 with bug fixes, more features, and we will keep doing them. And it's been such an important project inside the foundation that before last year, we were two, sometimes three people working alone inside the Ethereum. This year, we Mist now is its own team. We have our own dedicated full-time developers, And we were able, thanks to that, to make our first public releases of Myst. It's out there, but with the new changes in the Go Ethereum and Swarm and the Lite client, it will impact deeply Myst, and I invite you to come on Wednesday talk, where I present how much that changes, how much the Lite client and Swarm impacts, and all the new features that we've been working on. And also as a plus, I would like to tell you a little bit of our vision of the internet and how railroads are not as good as roads for the internet. And also, we have the ENS system. Ethereum uses its own internet, its own domain system in a sense, and Myst itself uses hashes which needs name. And if you want to know more about this, I will be talking a little bit about how the hash register works also on Wednesday at 10:50. So Vitalik,
you have, is this on?
Yes.
You actually have a few more minutes, so if you want to speak for 5 more minutes. If not, we can actually move. We don't have to move the Oh, you are okay. Okay, how about 5 more minutes?
Well,
Victor, Nick, one of our devs, want to come up here and say something?
Yeah, I would love to have Victor on the stage because...
Is Victor in the house?
Yes,
yes. Come on up.
Because Swarm just being merged is, I think, a bigger thing. We've been waiting for his code for a long while, and we are happy to see it. Just...
Okay, so I should have slides on the current development status of Swarm. Maybe that's what you want to hear about now, for these couple of minutes. So, at the moment, we our team is hopefully expanding, so Swarm is going strong. The development status is the following. The code base has been merged to Go Ethereum develop branch. This code base I'm talking about is the Golang reference implementation, which is going through like a series of proof of concept stages. And at the moment we're proof of concept 2, and that implements very basic but hopefully correct working of the Swarm, including you know, file upload, you know, document connections, virtual server, routing tables, and you know, basic retrieval. It has built-in accounting for bandwidth, and a lot of projects are planned for the near and long-term future, which I'm going to talk about in the coming talks. So, okay. So these are the main things that are missing from the current working version are the exact implementation of what we're going to present in the first small talk with Aaron, which is the storage insurance, so basically storage incentivization for storage, which makes sure that unpopular content is not deleted from the storage. Yeah, just to finish it off like very quickly. So, I'm gonna talk more about it in the talks. Let's come on.
Is this on? So, I did want to mention that things were going so well putting this conference together, and then we had this little glitch with the badges this morning. And I was going to come up here and do the developers rant, you know, developers.
Mushroom.
But it's now badges.
That is still mushroom.
Okay, fine. So, without further ado, Vitalik Buterin.
Thank you. Yeah, so as some of you already know, there was like an incident with the Ethereum network a couple hours ago, so I got this wonderful military-style wake up at about 5:15 in the morning. Fortunately, there's a fix coming out around now, so congratulations to everyone who helped implement that. Yeah, so I am the chief scientist of the Ethereum Foundation. I guess in general, the part of the Ethereum project that I'm focused on is the research side. So research generally has, so one part of the Ethereum project is basically working on what's out there right now, which is the code. And the other part is working on what the protocol is going to be in the future. And that's basically what research is. So it's exploring things like proof of stake, exploring things like sharding, exploring privacy-preserving protocols and applications on top of Ethereum, ring signatures, zero-knowledge proofs, formal verification. So we have a team of like about 5 to 10 people, including myself, Vlad, Martin, who's going to talk a bit later about VM optimization, working on all of these wonderful things. And so one of the presentations I'm going to give today is actually an update on proof of stake and sharding. So we are going to, at this point, the algorithm is kind of well underway. I'm going to talk a bit about what it is, how it works, and we have a Python test client that's being developed right now. So that stuff's pretty far along and it's very exciting. And at the same time, Vlad is going to be here today, and he's going to talk about sort of his side of the story, and other people in the research efforts are going to have kind of their own ability to present. So this will all be very fun, and this is basically what where the Ethereum protocol is going to 3 years from now. So and that's the part that I'm one of the things that I'm personally the most excited about. Other things that I'm excited about include the contributions of the other wonderful team members. Probably my favorite, the most wonderful one of the last couple of weeks is probably the release of the Light client. So, yeah, you can now use Ethereum applications without syncing the entire blockchain yourself. Yay!